tonight is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. We begin at the beginning. That's where you have to start all things. Everything has a beginning. And John, the apostle, as he writes this letter, is starting at the beginning. Just like the Lord did with Genesis and giving us the word of creation. He begins at the very beginning. And so John wants to take us to that point to understand that this person that he's giving testimony to, this person that he's witnessing about, was there from that point. And he makes that very clear. John wants us to know and believe this first and foremost, because if you don't accept that, then none of the rest of the story is really going to matter. If you don't accept that this Jesus is God, which is what he's telling us, then who cares what he did in his life? But because he is God, everything that follows in this gospel has significance and value for us to also study and learn and follow. There is no doubt in John's mind who Jesus is. He is God, and he is the only God. God goes back to the story of creation through Moses and Genesis, and John reaches back and says, in the beginning was the Word. And tells us about that Word then. And now you can pretty much go interchangeably with the word Word and Jesus, because Jesus is that Word that was with God in the beginning. And then he adds in that real kicker that continues to be that mystery for us to this day. And not only was he with God in the beginning, but he was God. Jesus, born of man and born of God, was both fully human and fully divine. But there's one more fully we have to add in there. And that was that Jesus was not just a part of God, not just the essence of God in part and what he did. He was fully God. He was God. There is no other God, and we can say that very clearly. Now, we do say that God is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But Jesus is all of God. That's the mystery that we struggle with. It's not something we're going to fully understand and comprehend in this life. There is only one God. Christ is it. And the Father is it. And the Holy Spirit is it. You have to come to that understanding only through faith, because there's no other way to come to that understanding. But John has that, and he shares it with us. And he shares it with us, and he tells us in the last verse of the second to last chapter in his book, when he tells us why this is so important. These things are written that you might believe in this Christ, in this Messiah, and that in believing in him you might have life in his name. This is why this book is important. This is why this gospel is something we need to treasure and hold on to. This is why we need to read this book. Because we know that in Christ we have life. Now what's unique is when it talks about Jesus is that life for us. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. We get the bonus of understanding not only do we have life because of Christ, but as the light for us, we also know who to follow. We get a great example as he goes into this section in here. You can really divide this up into three, possibly four sections, but really verses 1 through 5, and then skip on down to 14, because that's where we get on to the next part that ties back what he was saying in the beginning. He's talking about that word becoming flesh. But in the way this is put together, we get this great example of a witness, great example of one who is following and what he is doing, as we should and could be doing as well. And that's making disciples and talking about Jesus and making the way ready for him. John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, the one who is out there leading the way and charging the way for the Lord, knowing that Jesus was coming. Though John's mother knew that Jesus was the Son of God, because we get that from the story of the baby leaping in her womb when she has Mary come into her presence. The way the story is told, it doesn't sound like John and Jesus have ever met, and it doesn't sound like John really ever knew that Jesus was around, even. Because when Jesus shows up, it's, whoa, the Son of God in my presence. Now, maybe he did know Jesus was around and Jesus hadn't come by to visit his cousin yet. But either way, the amazement to be in the presence of God. And as he told others, you know, nope, now's where I decrease and you follow him. He never made it about himself anyways, John didn't, but the people were doing that. They would be disciples of John, followers of him, to which he would turn and say, this is the way, the truth, and the life that we follow. The Bible is given to us, really, if you will, in part as an instruction manual. To say that is what it is to say far too little of the Bible. It is life and it is the Word of God. But it is an instruction manual also for us among the goal of the Scriptures, because it's there to teach us, to lead us in how we should live in life and how we should be and behave to each other and how to accomplish these things as well. John is a great example of that, as John the Baptist is there baptizing people and saying, he's not the light, but he came to witness to that light. He came to witness to that light. The best way that I can think about that and describe that, and I'm going, oh, please work, because this flashlight doesn't always work for me. I have in my pocket, it's like Felix the Cat's magical, wonderful bag of tricks. I reach in here, and I have something that I would wonder how many of you have. I have an Aid Association for Lutherans mirror. AAL. Got one of those? Got a few of those out there? I've got two left. And Aid Association for Lutherans. I have no idea why they felt the need to print up mirrors and give them out, but they did. And I have a flashlight. And very simply, for John, he says, I'm not the light. I only come as a witness to that light and reflect that light and shine that light to others. Now, for us too, if we were to turn away from that light, we're not reflecting it. We're not shining it. Maybe we can get at a certain angle and get a little bit of it going. But once we turn away from the face of God, once we turn away from our faith in Christ, we're not doing any good anymore. There's no more light to shine. There's no more light for us to reflect. And it's not Christ that we're showing anymore to the world. We may be showing something else, or we may be showing ourselves, but we're not showing Christ if we're not keeping our eyes on him. Everyone we see and everywhere we go needs to be through the lenses of Christ as we view them. Everything we do, everything we say, every interaction we have needs to recognize that Christ is between us, that Jesus is the one that makes this relationship possible for us as Christians, that we belong to Him, and we will look at others through Jesus, lest we turn away from Him and show the reflection of something else, someone else, or as is the case in some situations, something truly worse, and that's ourself. When we go into the world, do they need to know about you and me, or do they need to know about Christ for their salvation? We may help them to understand Christ better through our lives, but again, there's a reflection going on. I'm not talking about who we are because of who we are. We're talking about who we are because of what Christ has done for us and continues to do for us. The last verse in this text says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We've seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace." Martin Luther says of this particular verse, "If you truly believe that the Word became flesh, that the logic of the universe became a human being, that is powerful enough to drive demons and devils away from you." John sets it up from the beginning for us. Sets it up for us in the beginning. He says, this is God. This is who you need to know. Keep your eyes on Him just like one before me did. Just like John the baptizer kept his eyes on Christ and reflected Christ, not shining himself to the world, but reflecting His light. And now I'm going to be doing the same. I'm going to reflect His light, John is saying, throughout the rest of his scripture. And he does so beautifully. Doesn't even mention his own name as the author of the book. So humble was he. But he shows Christ to us. And we're called to do the same now, to show Christ to others. And as Luther would say, if you truly believe in this Word become flesh, if you truly believe in this Word become flesh, Christ, God, if you truly believe in Him, that's enough to cast out demons. What can we accomplish for Him if we truly hold on to this truth? And either you're looking at Christ and reflecting His light, Or where are you looking for the Word? And where are you looking for life and hope? I continue to be dumbfounded by some that leave the church and go in search of God. You can turn away from the light and find other things. But there is only the light that is real. There is only one God. There is only one Christ. And there is only one life that we can ever have that is true, that leads us to the glories of heaven, and that is life in His name. Follow that Christ. Follow that light. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There's our reason, because He saved you and me already. We're already delivered. I look forward to this walk through John, and I look forward to this opportunity to learn from one who was there, to share in His Word again, and to rejoice, because we know that in Him is life, and that life is the light of men. But take it even beyond that, and know that all of these things are written so that in believing in Him we might have life in that name. You have that life. Rejoice in that life. Reflect that light that is that life to the world around. In Jesus' name, amen.